This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A lot of things happening. Thursday edition of Sean, RJ, and Bobby here on your official home of the Dallas Cowboys, so you know this voice very well. One of those things was the release of the Dallas Cowboys schedule. Let's talk about that and the offseason with Brad Sham back on the morning show via the D&M Leasing Hotline on DFW Sports Station. What fun things have you been doing in the offseason so far? Where have you gone?
I've gone to New York. Took about a week, saw four shows in 48 hours.
Ooh. The best one, the best two.
Well, they were all just all so different from each other. I saw Clooney's show, Good Night and Good Luck. That one made a big impression on me. It was really well done and very true to Edward R. Murrow. And I saw the one that got the maybe happy ending, got 10 Tony nominations. It was really good and extremely unique. One of my favorites, though, was Glengarry Glen Ross, which I've seen, know the movie, but I went for the actors to see Odin Kirk and Kieran Culkin and Bill Burr, and they were fantastic.
I love how cultured you are. Bringing some culture very cultured to the morning show. Your thoughts.
You brought it up.
Yeah, but I didn't have anything to follow with. I don't have any culture to relay. Your thoughts on the Cowboys' schedule initially?
It's really hard. And, I look first at weather things. And I want to know, besides Dallas, Kansas City, and Detroit, how many teams have two short weeks? I think there are a couple. But I think that's really punitive, really unfair. And I will tell you, Sean, that when I got a chance to sit down and look at it, and I realized that they had two Monday night games in a row separated by the bye week, the very first reaction I had was to say two words, one of which I can't say and the second of which is me.
So when you're looking at the four Thursday night games, you're really looking to see if it's coming off a short week.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just really hard for players.
Yeah.
Really, really hard. The first one, although actually they won't be on a seven-day schedule because they play on the last preseason game on Friday, but that kind of doesn't count because none of those players will play.
Right.
So the first one, that doesn't matter. And Thanksgiving, I'll give them Thanksgiving because the Cowboys have done that for 50 years, 60 years, and that's part of the tradition here. The other two now, that's really, really hard. And one of them, of course, they got to travel on Christmas, and then the other one, they got to go to Detroit. They've got three primetime road games. And when the schedule comes out like it did yesterday, people don't realize what a toll that means. You're getting back, depending on where it is, sometime between 3 and 6 a.m. Now, fair enough, you may have a few extra days, But when you're doing it in the last half of the schedule, their bodies are not healed. They're not healthy. It's physically really a difficult schedule, I think.
Brad, I think the Chicago road game is kind of like one of those games you look back, it's like a tipping point game, considering it's, you know, the first two games, maybe you split them, and then you got Green Bay the next week. If you lose that game to Chicago, you could be staring 1-3 in the face. Is that what are some of the other – what is the other tipping point game if there isn't one besides Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, and that is absolutely fair, RJ, although I will point out that although a lot of people would not expect it sitting here in mid-May, what if they beat the Eagles? Then that changes the way you feel about a lot of things. But I think I'm going to say, depending on – I'm going to give you two, and they're coming into and going out of the bye. I mean, that Cardinals game going into the bye, Washington's going to been tough. Denver's going to been tough out in Denver. And so that's a big one, Arizona going into the bye and then coming out. And we have no idea right now if the Raiders are going to be any good or not. But when you look at what they've got coming up, I would say that Raiders game could be one of those. Because those next six games, I don't even know how many wins to say you better get out of those. I think if you split those, just sitting here right now knowing what we know about the teams, which is nothing, I would say that those six games, you know, if you split those, that would impress me based on right today.
Brad Chan, the voice of the Cowboys, joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Okay, Brad, obviously you're right. We don't know what these teams are exactly yet. But when you got to look at the schedule and just said, all right, here's the way it stacks up. At what point in the season do you look at it and say, I think I'll have a good idea of who this team is by that point, given what they've gone through?
You know, Bobby, I think my experience tells me that regardless of who the opponents are, you get about 6 weeks in and you'll start to develop some trends, and there will be things that maybe 1 or 2 weeks in look like something, and then give it another month and you get some injuries and film study and those things were not such a big deal. But besides that, I would say, yeah, you know, when you get into the middle of October, I would say this, coming off the Jets and the Panthers, if they are not in decent shape with their record coming out of October 12, then things could get a little grim.
Brad, when you look at the Week 10 bye week, obviously Brian Schottenheimer's a first-time head coach. Is that something, do you think, is an instance where you might rather have an earlier bye week with a first-time head coach? Like, hey, maybe it'd be good to get him a reset after 5 weeks instead of having to go 9 straight weeks with a process that he's, you know, going trial and error with.
Yeah, I mean, I think I know him well enough to say that he would say it doesn't make any difference. They don't ask me. I don't get that choice. So the closer you get to the middle of the season, for me, the closer you get to the middle of the season to have your bye and balance out the physical toll, the better off you are. I don't think I'd want to bye after 5 weeks here. They've got some experience on that coaching staff, including him. So I think that might be I'd tell you, I would almost rather have it where it is, knowing what's coming up, than to move it earlier.
Brad Chan, voice of the Cowboys, joins here 105 Through the Fan. Do you like being the opening Thursday night football game?
I don't know. You know, if your team's good, sure. I don't know if it really matters that much, RJ. What I like is you've got a weekend off. You can watch everybody else. and you get a little extra time to prepare for the next game, which, I don't know how much more time they would need. It's a division team, but it's kind of an honor, I guess. I don't really think it matters much one way or the other, frankly.
Let's talk about
there are other people, other teams who would get excited about it. You know, as you guys know very well, it's just different here.
Yep. Brad Sham here on 105 through the Fan, voice of the Cowboys. Let's talk about the rest of the offseason. I'm getting excited. Schottenheimer's personality, good, the draft, good, the Pickens deal. Give us your overall thoughts on the Cowboys offseason.
Have you gotten to spend much time with him, Schottenheimer?
No. I mean, Bobby's supposed to be setting up this lunch. I'm still waiting on, but it's coming supposedly.
Yeah. I'm really very positively impressed. I spent about a half an hour in his office a couple of weeks ago, and I'm going to spend a little bit more time with him individually before we go to camp. I really, as I've thought about it, Sean, one of the things about him that I think underwhelmed people so much was simply that for the last 10 years or so, you just didn't hear his name a lot in pursuit of head coaching jobs. He did go after some earlier than that, and I don't know why that is, that he wasn't pursuing them or wasn't considered for them, but I think that I'm not sure he's even hit a foul ball. The questions that he answers from the podium, you know, I really think this, if you think back and got to hear any of his stuff at the podium as the offensive coordinator, there were a lot of words, and it seemed like not necessarily a lot of meat. And I even had the feeling then, okay, this is McCarthy's guy, loyal to him, friends with him, and he's not going to say anything that is not going to make Mike McCarthy look like the boss and look good. And he doesn't have, and I haven't asked him if that's the case, but that was my impression. He doesn't have to do that now. And as a result, listen closely when he's got a press conference. He'll have a couple next week. He answers questions. As you guys know better than me, they don't do that in this business very much.
Yeah.
He actually answers questions, yeah, and he's honest. And the people thing, the relationship thing, that's real. And so the most important thing a coach has to be, besides, you know, smart and know football, is authentic, because players will see through it. And he's really, I think he's really authentic. I'm very intrigued with the staff. I think that's got a chance to be a bigger plus than people realize, just because of the enthusiasm and the atmosphere. Some people have seen it already. I haven't had a chance to be out amongst it yet, but with OTAs will start next week, and so we'll do that. What was the second thing you said before Pickens?
Draft.
You know, it would have been great to have the receiver, but look, I think they got players that will help them. They may have gotten, everyone is saying this, and I don't know how to say anything otherwise, they may have gotten three starters right off the bat, and if you get contributors from, you know, the defensive tackles from UCLA or some of those other ones down the road a little bit, both of the running backs, that could be huge. So I think they did well in the draft, and I am intrigued a little bit by the off-season veteran signings. They weren't going to spend a lot of money and get a lot of high value big name players, but it's such a departure from what they did a year ago. 1 year ago, there was no reason, and I didn't have one, to think, boy, they've gone out and made this team better. I just didn't believe it. And I don't know how good this team is, but it's better than it was last year. The one guy I'm really kind of interested to see is the linebacker that they signed from the Bears, because all I can think of is the guy the Eagles signed last year, Bond, from the Saints. Nobody ever heard of him. Now he's an All-Pro because they had an idea about how to use him, and maybe Eberflus has got an idea about how to use this guy. I'm interested to see how he fits in with everybody else. Pickens, next question. He's a great player. I'll say this. He's a physically great player, and I think he's smart, and I think that therefore there's a chance that he will understand that this is the one time in his entire career that he's going to get a chance to hit a long home run with a contract. Because if he does, if he goes out and misbehaves and acts a fool like he has for many times the last few years, then that's going to affect how, I don't care how much money he gets, that's going to affect how much he gets as a free agent when he leaves here. I look at it as a rental, a one-year thing. I know there are some people who don't, but I guess I've read that if he does well enough, they got a chance to get a third-round compensatory, which would almost be like a free rental. If he has an all-pro year, then clearly it's going to help them. And he has that ability. The thing that is, I don't want to call it a concern, but I think it bears watching. You know, Linda Wells is really, besides Schottenheimer, who's got things to do, Linda Wells is really the only veteran presence, and I don't mean to diminish the offensive coordinator who has been in Arizona with the Cardinals the last several years as an offensive line coach. I'm talking about someone that I think a guy like Pickens will listen to and be influenced by. Linda Wells is the tight ends coach, the only real veteran presence on the offensive coaching staff, which means that it's going to be up, as far as I can tell, it's going to be up to Dak and CD and maybe a little bit of Tyler Smith to make sure that he stays in line and focused and doing what everybody else is trying to get done. If he does that, then he can really help them this year. And then after this year, I don't know, if he had an all-pro year, they've got to sign Bland and Tyler Smith and Aubrey. I don't know how they would afford him. But there are ways. There are ways. I've talked to some people I respect who say, oh, no, they could. But it'll be – I like the fact that I'm looking at it that this is for a year. We don't have to worry about this guy for the next 5 years.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. Enjoy the next show.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Brad Sham, voice of the Cowboys on DFW Sports Station. Did the Rangers just sweep the worst team of all time? Wait till you hear some of these hilarious numbers. Next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Here's the 2-1. swing, and that's not on the ground. It's deep out into right center field. This one is gone into the Rangers bullpen. An opposite field shot for Adolis Garcia, his sixth home run of the season, and the Rangers lead it 8-3.
Hixey with the call right here on your home for Rangers baseball. You want Cowboys? You want Rangers? We are the flagships. In case you did not know, this is Sean and RJ featuring Cowboys insider Bobby Bell on 105.3 The Fan. The good news is you sweep the Rockies. You've won five in a row. The bad news is Corey Seager again.
They're the Rockies? Oh.
No. It'll be at least 2 weeks on Seager, according to Bruce Bochy with the KNC Masterpiece. Could it be three or four? Yeah. Stress, they want to get this thing right and reevaluate after 2 weeks. The offense, stunner, has suffered without Seager during his last absence when they lost 8-10. Besides the anomaly, the 15-2 beatdown of the Athletics at the end of April, Rangers scored only 14 runs in the other nine games, 1.5 per game, and slashed 201, 235, and 299.
That's the way baseball goes.
And I tried to troll Sandler yesterday and get under his skin on the text, and I said, "Your boy is annoying. This has gotten. I'll probably catch a lot of hate and heat for this.
That's not cool, guys.
This is annoying with this is annoying now with Seager, and maybe it's been annoying.
I mean, he's been an injured player, for a lot of his career. Now, when the thing is that when he is, and the reason why teams wanted to sign him leaving LA, and the reason why the Rangers did sign him, is that when he is healthy, he is one of the 10, 12, 15 best hitters in the sport.
Yep.
And he is a guy, as we saw, can carry you to a World Series championship in a series, right? You could argue he had the biggest home run in the history of this franchise.
It's not an argument. It is. That's the biggest.
It's fair, right? I mean, like, Josh Hamilton's would have been, you know,
screwed it up.
You could make the, now Josh would have won the World Series in totality.
Yeah.
Right. But you can make the argument, and it probably is the biggest home run this franchise has ever had. He's a World Series MVP with two franchises. There's only four guys to ever do that. There's only two hitters that have ever done that. There's a reason why he was wanted. But there was also a reason why some teams were like, do we want to throw $300 million at him?
Yeah. The follow-up question I was asking myself is, can I get frustrated? How frustrated and angry can I get after what he delivered?
That's the ultimate.
Can I just isolate that, put it in a vacuum, and say, cool, World Series, but what about the rest of the deal? Or do I just have to live off of the past?
Man, see, that's stable fan versus Yankee fan.
Yeah, Yankee fan would want to trade him right now.
Yankee fan's like, I don't care what you did last year. That was last year, right? Yeah. They would want to trade him right now. Stable fan is like...
And more desperate fan.
And more desperate fan, for sure. And look...
Look at Mavs fans. Mavs fans said they don't even give a crap if you win a chance. If you took this post-Luka mentality to New York or Boston or Philly, they would think that we are so soft when we sat here and said, we don't even care if you win a championship. We just want you to stay here. We just want to root for our guy for 10 or 15 years. It doesn't matter if it comes with rings or not.
Right.
That's the way DFW was. That would be looked upon in other East Coast markets as soft.
It would. But look, make no mistake about it. The Rangers at the time, when the Rangers got that final out of the World Series, prior to that, this was one of the five most desperate fan bases in the sport. No fan base. There's only a handful of teams that have never won a World Series.
Yeah.
That's it, right? Only a handful. And we were of the most... We were more desperate than the Marlins.
Yes. You're right.
Yeah. So, like, it was worth it. Like, and if you have to sell your soul, if you're a fan, like, I want to win a World Series, you want to sell your soul? This is part of it.
I'm curious. I'm looking it up right now. So how many games do you think he's missed during his time in Texas?
86.
He's been here for three and what? How deep in the season are we now? A quarter? Yeah.
70.
So, no, he has missed...
111.
No, he has missed... it's 100 and... pretty close. It's 110. So you're pretty close. But like, and I mean, it's when you look at the go to Fox Sports, and if you just look at his injury history on the Fox Sports page that has every player card, this is since he got to Texas. July 29th, 2022, leg injury. September 27th, 22, arm injury. Hamstring in April of 23. Thumb in July of 23. Hamstring, they don't even have in here the core muscle injury at the start of last season. June of 24, he had two separate hamstring injuries. June of 24, a wrist injury. September of 24, the hip injury. April of 25, the hamstring. And then now May of 25, again, the hamstring.
All right, let's make fun of the Rockies.
Real quick.
While we can.
Real quick. He's played in 375 of the 486 possible games. Well, that was leading in this year. Just take this year out because it's only been 35, 40 games. I mean, that's almost 80% of the game.
He's become the Sean Lee question.
Yeah.
Of just like, how much is it worth it for you to be hurt? Like, you're awesome when you're in there, but like, can we bank on this?
I mean, are you guys annoyed like I am? I know it's a scary thing to admit publicly, but people don't want to say it after a ring, but it's annoying. I'm annoyed.
It's irritating. Now, like, how much of it is, can he help it or whatever? Like, I mean, five hamstring injuries are on this injury list in the last 3 years. There's something not right about the hamstring, and they got to figure it out.
Let's get Casey Smith on the line. All right, let's make fun of the Rockies while we can. These numbers from Bet Online. Will the Rockies break the White Sox record of losses in a season, 121?
So when the Rangers started this series, they were five games ahead or behind, how you want to look at it. Like, they were five games worse than the White Sox were last year. So, yes.
No.
Did you read my email?
No.
No.
I didn't read your emails.
No is minus 200. They're currently on pace to finish 27-135, which would shatter the loss record, but Vegas is still saying no. There's a 33% likelihood of breaking the record. The guy who sent this, Jimmy Shapiro, said, I respectfully disagree with those odds, which is rare for me.
I got to tell you, they're in the NL West. Dodgers, Padres, Diamondbacks, all good teams. The White Sox were in the AL Central, right? There were some, I mean, that was, obviously weaker. Kansas City and Cleveland were good last year, but you know, Minnesota had their ups and downs. It's not a tremendous division.
Yeah, Arizona is second to last in the NL West, and they would be right on the Mariners' heels for first in the AL West.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the division. The next odd you can bet on, how many games back will the Rockies finish in the West? The over-under, you want to guess what the over-under
is? I'll say
is?
It's 48.
It's 50.
It's 57 and a half.
Jeez.
the over under for how many games they'll finish back is 57.5. Right now they're 21 games back.
All right, so back, I just went for reference. So in 1998, the Yankees won 114 games. The last place team was 51 back. That's a 114 win team.
It's like you read my email, but I know you did not.
No.
They're 21 games back right now. The top five highest games out of first since division started in 1969.
Nice.
The Orioles by 61 in 2018. The Diamondbacks were 55 back in 2021. The Tigers 53.5 in 2019. The Marlins 52 back in 98. The White Sox 51.5 in 2024. How many games the Rockies lost the division by in each of the last four seasons? 37, 41, 43, and 32.5. Will the Rockies break the negative run differential this season? Will they break the...
Do you know what the record is? Or does it have what the record is?
The record is the 2023 Athletics minus 339.
Oh, God.
They were at minus 132 as of the other day.
No.
So they average -3 runs per game.
Oh, my God.
No is the favorite at minus 400.
So
the highest negative run differentials in 162-game season, the 23 Athletics, the 03 Tigers were minus 337, and the 19 Tigers were minus 333.
Wow. They went. This is obviously modern era. They used that stat for after 1900.
And right now they're minus 137.
1899, the Cleveland Spiders had a minus 723 run differential. 1899.
Oh, Spiders, man.
When will the Rockies win a series in 2025? Before or after June 15th? after June 15th is the favorite at minus 300. They've yet to win a series. Their next 10 series, Arizona, Philly, Yankees, Cubs, Mets, Miami, Mets, San Fran, Atlanta, and Washington. The most realistic series win is at home against the White Sox starting on July 4th. What will the lowest ERA for any starting pitcher for the Rockies be? The over-under is 4.50.
I think it's
for your best starter.
That's Jack Leiter right now.
Chase Dolander will get somewhere around there.
Dawson was right. So there it is. Some of the numbers and odds to make fun of the Colorado Rockies after the Rangers pull off the sweep on this radio station.
A lot of people in the Fantex are suggesting that they eventually have to move Seager to first to get back to him. To keep him healthy. That's not
and, like,
a...
Don't ever run hard.
Yeah, I mean,
don't ever.
Dak rules.
Don't ever register a double again.
Yeah, I mean, that honestly, like, that is, I'm sure that's a conversation that they're going to have. And, you know, we'll see with, you know, shortstops, if you know, moving them or, you know, coming up through the pipeline. But yeah, moving to first may not be the worst idea.
So, what do you get tonight? You get 6:30 pregame on the station and then the armpit coming to Arlington at 7. Then, a couple hours later, you get game 5 where the Stars hopefully close it out. Choppy will have a little preview at 9 o'clock this morning during the packed Thursday edition. But next on the home of the Cowboys with the schedule release, did the worldwide leader disrespect the Cowboys for the first time in history? That's next in B-Low,
the Belt,
on 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
All right, you're out. You're out, Field Yates.
I'm out tomorrow.
No, are you out tomorrow again? Another baby? Is it
Corey Seager of the Fan?
Ava's 18th. Yeah,
that's good.
We're out on Field Yates from ESPN.
Really?
Forward.
Very short.
Yeah, look, he's a nice guy. I'm sure. Like every interaction I've ever had with him, he's nice, whatever. But let's stay in the fantasy football world.
Hollywood has not punished height as much as it should. These short people have gotten a free ride. They don't have to deal with the discrimination that other short people in society have to deal with. It is amazing. All these famous people, actors.
It's like you're punching a little person.
Yeah. You don't know because of the stupid camera.
The camera angle, they go from below. Yeah. Like there was like the old Lenny Kravitz. He would only take a photo if the camera was below.
Oh.
So you look big.
Is he short, Lenny Kravitz?
5'5". Yeah, he's like Tom Cruise. Pressure.
That's wild, yeah, because you got the Bruno Mars of the world, Tom Cruise, Zac Efron. They're all like 5'8 or under, yeah. Or 5'7 and under, something like that.
Getting away with it.
It's wild. Well, Field off. Yates, is Field Yates that small? I hadn't noticed before that he was a short guy.
He seemed pretty small.
Most of the NFL insiders, it seems like, are. But Field Yates is off of our list of analysis names. If he says something, I'm not listening moving forward. After he had an article over at ESPN ranking the 2025 NFL rookie impact for non-first-round draft picks. So it's like, oh, okay, all right. Well, Dallas had what was considered a pretty strong draft, especially, you know, second and third round picks. The day two guys, they were pretty strong picks. So surely these guys are going to make an appearance here. Or at least you would think one of them would. Donovan Ezeraku, a guy who's going to be rushing across from Micah Parsons, is probably the highest, like most pro-ready pass rush traits of anybody in the draft right now, is going to be getting a lot of one-on-one looks and is going to be asked to do a lot on passing downs. So you would think that would be a significant impact. Well, Field Yates decided to take a look at the guys that he thinks are going to make a big impact from rounds two and on. We'll start with the offensive side of the football. Tyler Shuck is his number one on this list for the New Orleans Saints. As with Derek Carr retiring after that having already been hurt, it looks like Tyler Shuck might be thrust into play very early on. You've got running back R.J. Harvey from the Broncos. You've got Quinshon Judkins from the Browns, who the Cowboys were absolutely in love with and would have loved to have him if he would have fallen to them at pick 44. He got picked by the Browns at 36. Travion Henderson, the other Ohio State running back, to the Patriots at 38. A lot of running backs end up on these lists because running backs have an opportunity to be impact players right away and do things right away. Perhaps slightly interesting, I don't know. Would you qualify that on a list like this? You think Jaden Blue would at least be a name you would consider if he might end up getting opportunities to carry the ball consistently? I'm not picking a fight that he didn't put Jaden Blue on his list of 14 names here.
Yeah.
But if you're looking at running backs who are going to have opportunity right away, he's going to be high on the list.
Should be very high on the list.
You tell me, Mr. Longhorn, kind of.
No, I like Jaden Blue. I wonder just how much you're going to see. We're coming to do a three-headed monster. That's the only reason why I wouldn't put him up
there. If Jaden Blue got the same carries as Rico Dowdle last year, the numbers would compare how?
Oh, I don't think Jaden Blue's going to. I mean, unless Booker is just Zach Martin as a rookie and you see massive growth from Guyton and different things like that, I don't think you're going to put up what Dowdle did. Dowdle was a really good running back for you last year. But yeah. Like, he put up pretty efficient numbers overall. But yeah, I mean, to me, if you're just trying to pair opportunity with what's going to, you know, what opportunities they would get, what the offense is capable of, the upside on a guy like Jaden Blue, I at least could see an argument for it, especially when you put on this list Breshard Smith, who, shout out SMU, love SMU, but you threw a guy who was picked 228 in there, so it's clearly not like you're staying away from day three picks. Here's where I have the issue, though. He lists a bunch of guys on the defensive side of the ball. Carson Schwesinger, the linebacker from the Browns, is his number one. You've got Will Johnson, the corner from Michigan, who went to the Cardinals. Nick Martin, the Oklahoma State linebacker for the 49ers. He goes down the list over and over. Jacob Parrish with the Buccaneers, a guy I really like, the corner who I thought could be a Jordan Lewis prototype. He go down the list. He has 13 different players named here. How in the world you come away from this and say that Ezeraku isn't near the top of this list is wild to me. And it's wild enough,
Bobby,
that here's what I'm willing to say.
Oh, is this what I wrote down a couple days ago? Mm-hmm,
it is.
Peyton, mark this.
Barring injury, okay? Because obviously the injury can factor into all of this. But barring injury, if Ezeraku doesn't pick up a minimum of 6 sacks as a rookie, minimum. That's like the very baseline. That would be, all right, he kind of met expectations, to me anyway. If he doesn't pick up a minimum of 6 sacks as a rookie, I'm going to shave my head bald.
No!
And whenever I've put the bald head bet on the line, this has been money before. It's always come through for me. It was close last year at the end of the year, but it's always come through for me. And so I'm saying this is my my stone cold lead pipe lock.
Ooh.
Like Mike and Mike used to do. I'm locking this one in. It's ridiculous. Oh. That to me just says Field Yates either.
Well, Bobby, he's naming 14 people. And
I know, 14 people
out of 250.
Right, and none of them are first rounders. He found 14 impact defensive players on days 2 and 3. And Ezeraka, who was a projected first-round pick and is going to be seeing one-on-one rushes with Micah Parsons on the other side, isn't like so kind only, of in the conversation.
So he only did defensive players on there?
He had it split up. So there were 14 offensive players, 14 defensive players.
Now, if you want,
I like it.
Was he looking at it from like, a, well, that's too easy. Because he's a first-round grade. That's too easy.
No, because he put Will Johnson in there. Will Johnson was thought to be a first-round player for most of the time.
Randy Gregory, in his first year, well, that was 2 games played. But a second year, in 14 games played, had 6 sacks. And then in 2021, in 12 games, had 6 sacks. So I love the number. Ezeraka, 6 sacks or... even more baldness for Roberto.
And look, yeah, more baldness. See, that's the thing. It's I'm just finishing off what got started. Got
that, you got to get that that UCLA PP405 or whatever it is.
See, this is the thing about the number of 6 sacks, though, is because typically pass rushers have not come in and been, like, impact guys right away. That's literally just speaking to the fact that his ability to affect the game as a pass rusher right now, how pro-ready those traits are just going to be so valuable. And you've got Dante Fowler on this roster, Sam Williams on this roster. So it's not like he's going to be playing 80% of the time. But I'm telling you, he's going to do it.
I'm getting a Gavin 2.0 feeling.
And I'm going to dunk all over Field Yates with this one if I end up being right.
Well, he won't be able to block you with how short he is.
No, he can't.
It's good hair, though.
Watch, he'll be the exact same height as me, and I'm talking all this smack. I'm going to take you back to the 12th floor in this building when we wanted Gavin Spittle.
Listed at 5'11".
Is he?
So he's listed at.
Oh, he's too thin.
He's 200.
When we wanted Gavin Spittle, how does someone have the height and weight for Field Yates out there?
Like Wikipedia, played, man.
Like
I don't know.
Like he played something.
I have no idea.
We wanted Gavin Spittle to place the over-under bet. Now, it's a good thing that he said he didn't have enough money in the account or he didn't want to have the ATM transaction fee in Vegas because we're like, hammer the Cowboys over. But if this over-under is still 7.5, I may have to go into the kids' college fund because I'm getting an itch. If it's 7.5 over under, I'm getting ready to hammer that thing on the over.
You know, it was
find it for me, Chop.
The under was the favorite initially because they had -120, and now after the Pickens deal, it flipped to the over as -120. So yeah, I mean, I think the over 7.5. This is you go back to the beginning of Romo's times, they have not had an under over to this low. I mean, it was 8 in 2018 or whatever.
But 7.5, so all that flipped was which was the favorite on the over or the under. Right. It didn't, like, shift the number.
The number didn't shift, just the favorite.
So is that Vegas telling you they don't know what Dak's going to be coming back?
Yes.
So that's strictly a Dak number of just, we have no idea what Dak is and we can't bet on that.
For the most part, almost all there.
Because you would think Pickens, Booker, like you would think these things would move it at least enough to go like, all right, maybe that's another game. That just to me says, well, no, because the thing we're worried about, we still don't have an answer on, which is what is Dak?
Yeah, for the most part, anybody other than a quarterback doesn't really move anything.
I would get it. But like, I mean, when you're talking about Booker and Pickens contributing to the quarterback and what he's trying to do, then you would think that would be part of it. Stephen Jones talked with Adam Schein. What's he say? You always love to do his Schein on Sports.
Schein on Sports. Yeah.
The most annoying voice in broadcasting.
I went and tracked. This was an interview. How much of this interview do you think was filled time-wise with Adam Schein's questions?
How long was the interview?
Probably half or three quarters. It was like Cowherd. Like, you can't.
15 minutes.
I would say 6 minutes were Schein questions.
Got it. He had a 62-second question in here. There was 47-second question. Just
Steven, I've been saying for years that
he went to the Chiafalo School of Broadcasting.
It's exactly what it was. So because he'd ask the question in the first 10 seconds, and then he'd spend the next 50 telling you why he thinks it and why he's asking you. But this was an interesting clip here from Stephen Jones. This is going to be cut 9, Peyton. We've talked about the George Pickens acquisition and about the attitude questions, because they were talking about, man, we hear competitor-wise, he's like Dez. We played that clip the other day. All right, what about this question, though, of is he a bit of a diva? Is he a bit of a clubhouse cancer? Is that a concern? So this was Stephen Jones with Adam Schein talking about the concerns potentially about George Pickens' attitude.
He's an uber competitor, and we had one in Dez Bryant who was the same way. I mean, he just couldn't get enough, and boy, when the lights came on and his cleats hit the turf, he was a different guy, and it feels like George is going to be that way. He certainly sometimes plays with high emotion, and that can, as we all know, when you're playing sports and you're competing and you're playing with a lot of emotion, sometimes you can make a wrong decision here and there, but we had that with Dez, but certainly he knows he wants to continue to get his hands around that, just like Dez worked at it all the time. And we feel like that it's certainly worth what comes with that in terms of what he's doing to continue to get better when he's out there competing week in and week out. And I know, you know, all the homework we did, he's well loved by his teammates. They want him on their team, and we felt the same way about Dez. And we just feel like he's going to bring something here to our organization that we need in terms of an edge, and you know, bringing that energy of competition to the field day in, day out, week in, week out.
Boy, that Dez comparison keeps coming up, and it keeps shifting the way that they're comparing it, because it's like the play style, but it's like the competitiveness. They're like, yeah, look, sometimes you got to deal with some Dez moments a little bit.
How about Brad Sham? He was very hesitant.
Yes, he was.
He's like, I'm looking at this possibly as a 1 year. I'm glad it's not three right now. I'm glad it's not five. It's a 1 year cheap, maybe free rental if you get that comp pick. So, because I know if we interviewed Brad before the Pickens deal, he'd be like, you don't want that. That's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad to see he didn't totally Bassick it up there after the deal.
Like a lot of the conversations been had about Pickens, though, with the idea of just, well, what's your culture supposed to be? You know, if you're all about culture, why are you bringing Pickens in here? The thought process from the Cowboys is, if the culture is what Shoddy's claiming the culture is, that's supposed to give us the advantage to be able to get Pickens, is that Pickens is supposed to be able to survive it here. And so that's kind of the idea I think they have.
By the way, I'm just busting Mike's balls. He's been lighting me up with hoops. And
really?
He was depressed. He did call it the Rangers offense. He was depressed the other day. Oh, yeah. Talking to me. I said, I thought you were out. He's like, well, I'm back unless they trade the pick. But my son is still out. My 17-year-old is still out.
Yeah, he said he was like, his heart will never be back in it as much.
We'll see.
As much as it was once.
Well, what have I told you? That they're about to draft.
I told you.
The next Kevin Garnett. Someone says that's what they are getting at number one, and Choppy gets you set for hopefully the Stars close out tonight. Next, final hour with Sean and RJ, 105 through the Fan.
But first, have you ever had one of those aha moments in life? You know, you finally did something you'd been considering for the longest time and loved it. Then you thought, how did I live on this planet for so long without this new thing? We've all been there. Well, our friends at D&M Leasing want you to know that 20% of new car loans in the U.S. are now at 84 months, according to recent articles. 84 months. Where will you be in 7 years? Probably upside down if you sign an 84-month contract. If you've been listening to us for years, it's time for your aha moment. Call today and get much lower payments with short terms that make sense. They're going to give you such a great experience that you'll say, yep, aha. This is D&M Leasing, guys. This is the same D&M Leasing that Cars.com has ranked the top leasing company in the country for 11 years in a row now, and they are the best overall dealership for customer experience in the Southwest region of the United States. Join 50,000 other satisfied customers by calling 817 or 972-35-LEASE. That's 817 or 972-35-LEASE, or visit us online at dmautoleasing.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.